I know ads are a bit annoying, but they're the only way I can make sure all content on this site stays free to everyone. If you want to chip in and remove these adverts, visit patreon.com/girlonthenet and support me there at any level.
This is Tied and Given Multiple Orgasms, written and read by Missy. He told me to fetch my glass dildo and clip vibe from my suitcase and to come back to him. I skipped to the stairs, trying not to run and look too eager, but it was hard not to. He'd walked in with some rope in his hands and an obviously filthy idea in his head. I fumbled around in my case till I found the two items I'd been instructed to get, and I hurried my way back to him. More like a puppy playing fetch than a naked 46-year-old woman, I dropped the toys at his feet. If I had a tail, even a butt plug one, it would have been wagging. He laid out my large black waterproof sheet over the cream rug in this gorgeous living space. It had pale walls, high ceilings with beams, windows on three aspects, and large cream sofas. I'd bought my cover from the Sheets of San Francisco Company, as I can sometimes be a bit of a squirt hazard. He told me to sit in the middle of it, and he sat in front of me. He asked me, specifically, if I had any leg, knee, or back issues at the moment, and confirmed our safety words and showed me his rope scissors. He told me I had to mention any numbness, pain, or pins or needles if they happened at any point. I agreed aloud, but in my head, I was scrolling through his safety talk like it was a 40-page terms and conditions document, and I was really only looking for the I accept button. I was sat cross-legged, and he started at my ankles, slowly threading his jade-coloured rope over and under me until my ankles were tied together and my knees out to the side. My Pilates teacher would have been proud of my hip flexibility at this point, and I did little butterfly knee flaps up and down out of nerves and excitement. As he continued tying round my legs and thighs, I was kept open in that position, and my body was reacting to being held still. I started to feel the calm that comes with the rope, the physical and mental stillness that descends when I give someone else that control to restrain and use me. It cleared my mind of all the useless things I'd been worrying about, and I just focused on the rope and how it felt. He then surprised me by looping the rope round my waist, carefully having me lean just a little forward, but not too much, for my back or hips. He finally attached the ropes again at my ankles, and I looked up at him, a little perplexed as to why this slightly crouched over position was what he wanted. He told me to relax and be careful, as he held my rope ankles and lifted them up, rolling me slowly onto my back. Then my legs, tied to my belly, were up towards my head. My knees were out, and my cunt was beautifully displayed in front of him. He decided not to tie my hands at this point, but I knew from past experiences I was not allowed to let my hands wander to my cunt or to him, otherwise they would be restrained. I stared up at the ceiling. Tied like that, I couldn't really lift my head to look at him at all. Looking up at the large star-shaped light fitting in among the dark wooden beams, my focus was suddenly pulled back to the situation, as a very cold glass dildo was pressed against my hot labia. All other thoughts pushed out of my head as he eased the bulbous end of the hard dildo into my exposed cunt. His warm-up wasn't slow, but that toy is my favourite for a good reason. The lumps and bumps of the shape opened me up and spread my labia in a delicious way. The initial cold doesn't last too long, but the hardness is so perfect. Within seconds, he could hear my cunt getting wetter as it made its surprisingly satisfying noise when pushed in and out. I then felt the vibe pressed against my clit. I've not had these two toys used on me at the same time before. I'm pretty generous with my orgasms anyway, so often, for me, less is more. But the combination of the position, the feelings from the rope and the hard dildo and the constant buzz against my clit was a very exciting recipe. It didn't take him long before I felt myself tipping towards the edge of my first orgasm. I squirmed and felt myself press outwards into the ropes. I didn't know if I should be trying not to orgasm or if I should be letting them free. "Please," I moaned. "Please what?" he replied. His voice was so much steadier than mine. "Please, can I come?" I panted at him. He didn't pause, just replied, "Yes." And he felt my core tug tightly on the bumps of the dildo, making it harder to move inside me while the orgasm crashed through me. "I want you to come as often and as freely as you like. You don't need to ask," he said softly. His voice is never hard, but if I thought he was just going easy on me, I was wrong. For he didn't stop moving the dildo. He changed the pace a bit and the depth, and before I had even finished riding the last wave of the orgasm, another hit me. Again. Hard. Then I understood why he tied me like this, so he could force the orgasms out of me. He didn't let me dip down or pause between them. He just kept going. His choice of pressure, speed, depth, angle was what kept me groaning and panting. The high ceiling room echoed with my sounds as he didn't stop, and neither did the waves of pleasure. I was struggling to keep up. My core was aching from the clenching, but also my position. I felt my juices running down my arse and pooling beneath me. Another wave hit me hard and I swore. I was red in the face and I wriggled in the ropes. His soft voice again told me, "You're doing so well. Just two more." I didn't know if my body could manage any more, and I moaned my complaint. He changed the vibrations, up a step, and went hard with the dildo. My body responded to him like it had done every time before, but these waves made me think I was drowning. I struggled to catch my breath, trying to pull in enough air to keep me going, and the final tsunami of an orgasm hit me. I swore up into the ceiling. The vibrations and dildo were removed. Panting and sweating, I was spent, but elated. Gently and so carefully, he slowly removed the ropes from my body. I don't remember if I was sat up or still down, as I'd lost which way up the world was. He bundled me into his arms and replaced the rope with his hug. He asked if I was all right, but it took me a while to find my voice. "I feel like one giant white marshmallow," I mumbled. I felt light, fluffy, gooey and sweet, and soft as a cloud. I didn't think I could stand or hold anything, so we stayed like that for some time. "You took that all so well," he said. "You were such a good girl." And I melted into him again. If you liked that, you can find more of me at focusedandfilthy.com and more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.